This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, it is a beautiful and glorious morning in downtown Decatur. If you look out from our vantage point, you can see all of the lights. It's better at 6 a.m. when we start because it's still dark out, that the IBEW put in and all around downtown. You can see the transfer house, which looks fantastic. I can see, barely make out the Christmas card lane up at the... What block of that is that actually in?
Number wise, I won't know, but it's by the green space.
Well, it was 250 our old address, so mm-hmm. the old where WSOY was born. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Carson Peary and Scott for years, but the old Gushard building sat on that land when WSOY first came on the air. We weren't even WSOY, but that was catty corner from the old studios was the original location, I believe, on the sixth floor.
Oh, wow. Some symmetry there.
There's some weird symmetry there, right? Mm-hmm. Christmas is ready. I mean, we got Thanksgiving this week. We'll take our time here. We got a lot of stuff going on. There's a big event for the transfer house coming up this weekend. But we've got Terry Hamill in the studios. How are you doing?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
All right, so planning is underway. Christmas is ready to go.
It is. We're having our mechanical inspection as we speak, so furnace and air conditioning up and going and passing inspection, I'm sure. Saturday, I hope everyone can start their round of coming to see Santa. He'll be in his new house at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, so it'll be great for everyone to come and kind of get ahead of time because even last year during COVID, we had almost 2,000 kids go through.
That's amazing.
So this year, it's a healthier environment, so hopefully they're going to be even more busy.
So. All right, so you've been working on this for a long time. Before we get to the other Christmas activities that are going on with Deck the Town, how did you get started with this whole transfer house project? I mean, how did it end up in your lap?
Let's ask the city council.
Okay.
you know, back when they approached me about this project, I was a little nervous about it because... You know, I watch HGTV, but hey, this was a bigger project than I can imagine. But being in a relationship and having strong ties with a lot of the trades and labor unions through other projects, I got them on board and they were excited because a lot of people don't realize how much they really do voluntarily in the community. And so they came, we had a big meeting and we all started putting some plans down and we got going and then COVID hit. And so that knocked us out for another half a year. And then we started picking back up again, and then the materials were coming in late. So now Saturday, finally, I'll be sleeping at night again. I won't have to worry about the alarms. It's going to be great. I'm
all
so
right,
excited.
So tell me about some of the improvements and what all happened with all the folks you just mentioned.
So we now have walls. We have a ceiling. We have new lighting. We have a handicapped accessible restroom. We have brand new flooring that's going to be very striking. And the icing on the cake is a mural painted by Shaney Goss.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
All right, I am stoked. I am so ready for this. Because it's one of those things, like you live here your whole life, and I think I've been inside the transfer house maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And most people have never been inside.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is one of the things that really kind of bothered me is people who come downtown, especially our visitors or even people coming downtown to take great pictures, they look inside and it was horrific. You know, it just was so dilapidated and it looked very disrespectful being our city icon.
Sure.
So I am proud to be a tiny part of this improvement so that when people look inside it, now they're going to get to see Shaney's mural. And it's now going to be in a position to where it can be rentable. People who have events downtown will now have a great little office area.
Fantastic. Congratulations. And thank you for all the hard work. I know you're being modest about it, but it took someone to really kind of corral all the people and get everybody together and do that. And you certainly were the person who did all that. So kudos and congratulations. All right. Deck the Town. Nick was telling me that the artwork is up in the green space
from
the Arts Council. You got the Christmas walk ahead. Tell me about all the things that are happening for Christmas this year.
We do. Jerry Johnson was able to get that up on Friday, thanks to Susan Keene and some LSA boys who I stole immediately after they got done doing that and helped them. They came over to the transfer house and helped me put the red and green lights in. So that saved definitely on my knees for a week. And they did an amazing job. And the Christmas cards are so awesome. You can tell some of them They look like children made them, which then warms your heart because they're not commercially done. They're personally done.
Nick, is yours commercial or personally done?
I would say both.
Well, you know, you have to have that extra spin. And then also Saturday, you know, we have the Christmas tree lighting that we help sponsor at the Civic Center. It's always a great night. And Sarah does a great job to promote the Civic Center, and they'll have like their cookies and their music and everything inside. And then Santa Claus, of course, is coming Saturday morning. He'll be there starting 11, and he'll be there every weekend up until the last week, and then he'll be there every night up till Christmas Eve. And then we have the Christmas Walk December 1st. That's always very amazing.
It's a lot of fun. If you're not familiar with or you haven't participated in, all of the downtown retail merchants stay open late. There's a chance to go in and support those local businesses and spend some money. They've all got extra treats and fun, and it's just a great night.
Yeah, and the transfer house will be open for that as well. And we're going to serve hot chocolate. And we've got Councilman Culp going to come and help serve some hot chocolate. So that'll be a spin for him, I think. And then, you know, we've got the Thank Heaven Christmas beer December 4th at 4:30 p.m. That'll be really nice. An additional one is there's going to be Christmas caroling at the Art Farm this year.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of a neat thing. And then Highway 650 Christmas, they're going to be opening their doors on December 4th. Nutcracker, of course, at Richland. And then every Christmas story told dinner theater at the Wagon. And the Wagon's really picked up their game doing something now in that big room and stuff. They're really finding great ways to bring more people in, which all they need to do is serve chicken for me. But,
that's all it takes from it. It's a little extra. It's always fun. Vespers coming up. There's all kinds of holiday activities. Where do I go find all this if I want to online?
We have a website called Deck the Town.
Okay.
And Jerry and someone from my office takes really good care of putting that out there and keeping that updated. So it can give you all the information, the locations, the things. So I hope you can look at that and stay in tune so you don't miss anything because it's...
Then they also have, Jerry wasn't able to be with us here today, but they do their holiday gift shop, which supports local artists. All kinds of really unique gift items that are on display and for purchase. Is.
Last year, I happened to go in there to talk to him about something, and I found the absolute most amazing mailbox that is a transfer house. It is our transfer house. So all the little kids were able to put their Christmas letters to Santa in this mailbox, and it was just... a perfect replica, an exact actually of the building. So some great artists in that place.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So the transfer house having a grand reopening this coming weekend. That's got to be a great feeling sort of like to get that past you. I know it's not past you yet, but it will be once the weekend gets here. Downtown looks great. How about the IBEW putting all the lights up? Don't they do an amazing job?
Oh, my gosh. They can do it in like a heartbeat. It's just... Jason, who is in charge of the IBEW folks, he rallies them around and we get everything ready for them. We put them in bags. We divide them up into quads and then they take off and they roll. And then we treat them to a nice dinner at Doherty's when they're done. And that's when you get to really know them, you know.
No doubt about it.
And they're great guys.
They are. And kudos to all the trades and all the people who worked on and continue to work on Christmas. Bring the family down. Wednesday, December 1st from 5 to 8 will be the Christmas walk, which is always a lot of fun, right? No matter how cold it is or what the weather's like, people just have such a great time.
I'm hoping it's going to have a little snow. You know, I like that little snow would be... You know, just the snowflakes flying in the park and how pretty it is, you know. Like, come on, Brian.
Listen, you can ride the downtown trolley. You can visit Santa Claus. You can see the lights on Merchant Street and all over downtown. I guess I hear you on the snow part. I just can't go all in on that.
We're also going to decorate the trolley. Our office has taken that over the last 3 years. And Monday, this next Monday after Thanksgiving, I can't do it until after Thanksgiving. I just can't make myself do it. But the Monday after Thanksgiving, we're going to go over and decorate one of the trolleys. So... if you want to ride a trolley, it's going to be all decked out with Christmas and holiday feelings. So I hope you get to take a chance and see downtown through the trolley.
Very cool. We'll see you this weekend. Congratulations on the transfer house, and thanks for coming in. Terry Hamill from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.